This is an IELTS energy bonus, slang for IELTS, and a free web class.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn four native slang terms for a super common topic, food. Take notes for your next speaking exam and learn about our free live web class, September 18th and 21st.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, how are you today?
Excellent. I was just noshing on some Raisin Toast, which is my favorite breakfast. Do you like Raisin Toast? I think it's so good.
Noshing on some Raisin Toast. That is the funnest sentence I have heard this week. Noshing on some Raisin Toast. Guys, if you want to get a 7 or higher on IELTS, especially if you're aiming for that 7.5, that 8, maybe a 9 on speaking, you have to speak more like a native, which is showing a range, right? That's why we need to use informal language like slang and idioms in speaking part 1. So we are here to invite you to a web class, but also to teach you some very fun slang associated with food. A very IELTS topic, a very common IELTS topic, right?
There you go. I know, right? Food comes up all the time. You're almost guaranteed to be asked on part 1 about foods you like, your favorite foods, restaurants you like to go to, and then healthy foods, like healthy decisions comes up all the time on part 3 as well. You definitely need high-level food language and also slang that has to do with food to get that variety of vocabulary.
I mean, you could have to talk about like cooking, going out to eat versus staying home, favorite meals, breakfast routines. Like there's so many takes on the food topic on IELTS, right? Okay. So that is the first vocab word, nosh, which is just to eat. N-O-S-H. So easy to nosh on something instead of to eat something. Super easy, guys. Before we get to the rest of the slang though, let me tell you what this web class is about. So it is about three reasons why you can't understand native conversations, and all of these strategies are going to help you on IELTS as well as daily life, guys. It has vocabulary from slang to formal language. That's tough sometimes. A system of strategies for listening and also pronunciation strategies. So guys, sign up for this web class September 18th and 21st. The 21st is my mom's birthday. sign up right now though, allearsenglish.com/understand. All right, Aubrey, what is our next eating slang term?
Yes. So the word grub. So on part 1, if you guys are asked like, what do you prefer to eat for breakfast? If you say like, oh, I love, you know, noshing on Raisin Toast. My favorite grub is eggs and pancakes, right? Just instead of saying my favorite food, you can just call it grub. It's a slang term for any kind of food.
And one of the most common apps people use here is called Grubhub. I mean, that is easy to remember if you're in the States. If you're not in the States, it's okay. But that is a tool if you're already here. Grubhub, that's two slang words, right? So grub, slang for food. Direct synonym, food. That's all it is, right? And then hub means a location for a lot of things, right? So Grubhub is an app for to get all the food. okay. So a phrase I use often because I relish food. That's a good term.
Bonus term.
I really relish enjoy something. Food. I'm like in weird light in my window.
The sun is glaring in your face.
I seriously love eating so much. Like, my day revolves around eating. So I don't just say like, oh, I'm going to eat some chips or some salad. No, I get excited. And I say, I'm going to dig into those chips. So dig into is like eat with excitement. So that's a great phrasal verb.
Yeah, we often say it before a meal. We'll say dig in means like
totally.
Bon appetit, kind of like right. enjoy your meal. Dig in, sort of like the country bumpkin way to say bon appetit.
It's American. It's American for bon appetit.
But this is great for part one too, or part two, because it's like a slang phrase for really, you know, starting to eat with relish, like you said, because you're going to be excited about it. Like, oh, I can't wait to dig into a dessert next time I'm at a restaurant.
Right? So exactly. I mean, these phrases are so easy to replace normal, boring words with. Like, don't just say, if the examiner's like, what's your favorite food? And you're like, I like spaghetti. Be like, I just relish digging into some spaghetti. Like, such a better sentence.
So much better. Push it. Band 8, band 9, just with adding a couple interesting words.
Totally. So before we wrap up today, we have one more term for you guys. Now, this is like the opposite of dig in, right? Because, I mean, unfortunately, we can't just eat everything we want all the time, right? So if you need to stop eating something, if you need to stop digging into something, how do we say that?
Yeah, I always say lay off. I actually offered some birthday cake to a neighbor last night. She was like, I got to lay off the sweets. It means I'm trying not to eat it. So I'm common. Avoiding that food. Yeah, we use that all the time.
I don't like laying off anything. I want to just dig into all of the food. that's why I run. Okay, guys. So definitely sign up for this web class. Again, it's not specifically about IELTS, but it has all the skills you need for a 7 or higher on IELTS. So you could be more native and natural on the speaking exam, but also perfect those listening skills, guys, especially when it gets really tough in section 3 and section 4. So sign up, grab your spot for this web class. It's Lindsay and Michelle. I know you want to hang out with them. They're super fun. We want to hang out with them.
I know.
So sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/understand.
Yes. Awesome. Get your spot today. Good to chat with you. These are such fun phrasal verbs and slang.
I love vocab. All right. I'll see you in a normal episode, Aubrey. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.